So let's see. We are holding one blood behind, unfortunately. So the Gemara says, we're holding towards the end of the 8th paragraph. Gimel Mabez, Bolehem Yayin, Lememer the Yisrael, Afal Gav Delei Shama Kula Bracha Aina. Is this to say that with regards to a Jewish bracha, is that what we're holding? Mm-hmm. Even though you did not make a bracha, even though you did not hear the whole bracha, you're allowed to say a bracha, you're allowed to say Amen. But how are you Yaitza, says the Gemara, V'chile Shama Hechi Nafik. It's not talking about where you need to be Yaitza, it's talking about where you walked into a room, you didn't eat with them. You're just hearing them say Hazar and Hakol, so you could say Amen. It's not talking about what you didn't eat with them. You don't need to be Yaitze. Amalei Rav lechia brei Rav said to his child, Bri, my son, chatuf ubarich. If you have a chance to be the guy saying the bracha or a chance to be the person saying amen, grab the chance to say the bracha. V'chein amar Rav Huna l'rabba brei. Rav Huna gave the same advice to Rabba, his kid. Chatuf, grab the chance ubarich. The member, the Gemara says, the mevarich adav, that the mevarich, the one who makes the bracha, is better miman da ani amen than that of the one who answers amen. But tiny, we have a brisa who states, Rabbi Yosi amar gadol ha'ayna amen, a greater is the person who answers amen. Yosi min mevarich, greater than the one who says the bracha. Amalei Rav Naharoi, Rav Naharoi says, Hashemayim kenu, and like, sort of like an oath, I swear by the sky. Like Zina was Hashemayim, it is so. Good morning. Teda, I'll prove it to you. Shaharei, when you go to war, the Gulairin Yordan, so it's like the troops, like the okay troops go in and get, you know, all and wage the battle. And then Umidgarin B'Muhammad, they get involved in this battle. Good morning. The Gibayrim, and then to finish the battle, you have the finish offers, the finishers, Yordan U'minatzch, and they go in and they finish the job. Like it's like a closer. Speaking of starting baseball season, you have the starter and then you have the closer. So the Gemara says tonight it's actually a machlokes tonight. The Tanya echad hamavarech ve'echad ha'oina amen. Both, because there's another. I hear that brayso, but there's another brayso that states that both the mavarech and the oina amen b'mashma are in the mashmois of getting sechar. Elishim emar in lemavarech yosim in ha'oina amen. But we are quicker to give reward to the he who makes the bracha than to he who answers amen. So it's better to answer the amen. Sorry, so it's better to say the bracha. Okay. Boi minei Shmuel meirav. Shmuel asked Rav, Mahu la'anis omen achar tinoike shel beis rabban? If you are walking past the class and the kids are learning the brachas, are you allowed to say amen to those brachas? Amalei, no. Achar hakol oinen amen. You should answer amen to all brachas except from the brachas that you hear from kids. And it's clear from the Gemara here that it means the kids who are learning how to make a bracha. They're not actually eating a fruit. Achar chutz mitinoike shel beis rabban. Hoilu lehislamed asuyen. Since they're doing it just to learn. As far as I understand, but if you have a kid who's taking an apple and making a bracha, so then you should say Amen. That is, if it's not during the time of their being yotze the haftarah. But during the time of their being yotze the haftarah, you should attack Einan. And Lamaisa, what would be...
Have to do with
because then that's a real bracha.
The kid had the haftarah.
Right, the kid is doing the haftarah. Because it used to be that the kid would get an aliyah. In practice, Lamaisa, let's say even with a little kid, so you know you train your 2-year-old, your 3-year-old to say a brachas. So there certainly it's not even bar chinuch. So, but nevertheless, we train them young to do a thing. So I think, I mean, I personally say that you should say an amen there, because you're training the kid in amen as well. Just same way you're allowed to say the entire bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem. You're allowed to say Hashem's name when practicing with a kid. Because you're teaching him how to make the bracha, so you're also, I don't know, in my humble opinion, you're teaching them that when you hear a bracha, you say amen. There's a reason why, you know, 2-year-old kids are able to say amen, because they hear their parents saying amen. So if they make a bracha and the parents don't respond amen, then they're going to think something's off. So in the name of chinuch, Rish Tezvav Beis Gimel. In the name of chinuch, I think that it's a good idea. Let's see. And then in Mechinech, I think it's a good idea to, after the kids are making all bracha, even though, wait, Aber b'shal shehem mevarchem lifter is atzman, kevin de b'nei chinuchem, he says, since they're b'nei chinuch, then oinun achareim amen. Then you do say amen. Mashma says the Mishnah Berurah, the albracha shemvarach alachila, ukahagav nekoidim shigiyah lechenlich ein la'anis amen olav. That's the Mishnah. I remember I was arguing on this. The Mishnah Berurah says that you shouldn't. But he takes a mashmois from the Mishnah, you shouldn't. But I think that you're right. If the kid, so what the Mishnah Berurah means is that if the kid is not going to hear you, in other words, you're in the kitchen at the other end, and your three-year-old is saying ha'etz, and he's not going to hear you saying amen, then there's no point in answering amen, because it's not a real bracha, if he's not bar chinuch. But if he is there and you're sitting with him, so then the same way there's a mitzvah, the same way there's a training session to say amen, and you're teaching him to say a bracha at that age, there is a training to teach him to say, you're exposing him to the concept of amen as well.
Is it at all telling in the chiluk as to whether the chinuch is a mitzvah on the av or a mitzvah on the kid? On the kid, and the kid is doing a mitzvah drabanan of saying bracha, and therefore you could say amen to a mitzvah drabanan.
No, but he, certainly if the kid is a bar chinuch, then you should say amen.
In the other room, he won't hear you.
Even then, oh, he's saying, so you want to know at that point. You want to...
Anything, he's not
going to
hear you, even if he is a
bar chinuch. No, it sounds like since he's being mekayim a mitzvah chinuch, you have to say, I mean, even.
So I'm asking, is it totally in whether the mitzvah is on the father or the kid?
Like you're saying, if the mitzvah is on the father. No, but benkach u benkach, is the kid doing absolutely nothing? No, benkach u benkach, it was a bracha. Chazal said, it's a great question, but Chazal said at that point, the kid should make a bracha. I think so. I would say no matter what, even if you're in the room, So there's no reason to say a bracha on the kid on your 3-year-old's bracha if you're in the other room because he's not a bar chinuch yet. But at the same time, if you're right in front of him, then the same way you taught him to say a bracha, you could teach him to say amen. It's my addendum to the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan, Shemen. Holding 5 lines from the bottom and Gimel Amud Beis. Shemen ma'akev es habracha. We already saw a similar gemara earlier that in order to start saying Birkas HaMazon, one should wash his hands with oil if he is used to that. Nowadays, I mean, we have Purell, but we don't really do that anymore. Shemen ma'akev es habracha. Divrei Rabbi Ziloi. Interesting names here. Ziloi. Because, it's, you know, it gives the mashmois of like, you know, you're washing your hands and something. Reb Zivoi amar ein ma'akev. It's not. Also an interesting name. Rav Acha Amar Shemen Toiv Ma'akev. Good oil is Ma'akev. In other words, if it has spices, for somebody who's used to using such oil, he should use that oil before he starts benching. And Rav Zuhumai, another interesting bracha, another name that has to do with, you know, unclean hands. Look at the thing. Kishem Shem Mezuham Pasal Avodah. The same way a person who is smelly is Pasal for the Avodah. Kach Yidayim Mezuhamais Psulis Lebracha. So I have a little theory here, whenever the Gemara does this, that his name was whatever his name was, you know, Yankel Baruch, but since this was his memra, so he became known as that. He became known with the memra of, you know, with that name, and therefore he, that's how he became known. From now on, he was the Zuhumai rabbi. So, Pasul Avayda, Kach Yodayim Mizuhamais is Psulis Lebracha. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ana Loi Ziloi, Veloi Zivoi, Veloi Zuhumo Yodana. I didn't know any of these memories. Good morning, good morning. Ella Masnisa Yodana, I do know a following Braisa. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Vamila Bemasnisa Tana. Some say it was Rav's statement, some say it was a Braisa. It says, Vehiz Kedashtem, Elu Mayim Rishonim. These are washing your hands in the Tilas Yodayim before the meal. Vehisim Kedoshim, Elu Mayim Achroinim, washing your hands after the meal. Ki Kadosh, that's the oil. Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and that's finally the bracha. So the brisa is mashma that there is a reason to wash your hands with oil, even after the Mayim Achroinim. And again, this is specifically for those that are used to doing such things. Okay, Hadon Olach Elu Dvarim. Here we go. 9th parak, final parak of the Masechta. Haroya Mokim Shenazu by Nisim Yisrael. If somebody sees a place that Nisim happened to Klal Yisrael, he sees Har Sinai or whatever. Omer Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'avaisinu B'makam Hazeh. He says the bracha of Baruch Sha'asa Nisim La'avaisinu B'makam Hazeh. Makam Shene'ekro Mimenu Avoides. All these brachas are brought down in Shulchan Aruch, by the way. Some people, you know, you're zeichet to say them, but Makam Shene'ekro Mimenu Akum, a place that they had Avoides are uprooted from that area. You say Baruch She'okar Akum Me'artzenu, place where they took away Avodah Zarah from our lands. Al Hazikin, the Gemara is going to translate all these words. Al Hazikin va'al Hazoyos va'al Hareimim. We'll see what all these things are. If, you know, lightning and shooting stars and thunder. Va'al Haruchos. those large winds, but Al HaBarakim, that's lightning. Omer Baruch Shekoicha Gvorasim Malei Olam, the Gemara will go through all those things. Al HaHorim, on mountains, but Al HaGvois, so large, like the Swiss Alp mountains, or the Rockies, but Al HaGvois, the Gvois is, how do they translate Gvois?
Hills.
Hills, large hills. Okay, Val Hayamim on seas. Val Hanahara is in large rivers. I don't think it means like the Chicago River right here, but it probably means a river that you stand there and take pictures with. Val Hamidbaris, Omer, Baruch Isomazim Bereshis. Anytime you see a geographical landmark that leaves you breathless. Rabbi Huda Omer Haraya es Hayam Hagadol. Somebody who sees the Yam Hagadol. Omer Baruch es Hayam Hagadol. Bisman Shirei Ehu Leprakim. As long as you see it every now and then. And I always had a shiloh when you're flying over, like the Marshall, I'm about to fly over. I'm not going to visit the, I'm not visiting the Yam when I'm there, but I am going to be flying over it. And you definitely see the shoreline of Tel Aviv with, so it's quite distinct. This is the sea. L'chair, you should make a bracha. Definitely there was times when I was a bachar that I made the bracha flying back and forth. In practice, I'm not sure what the place can say, but there were times they've definitely said this bracha. That, You say Sha'asa say Yamagadol. It's brought down also. Al Hagishamim Al Basura. It's hard to see the Atlantic Ocean though. Because by the time you're over like Prince Edward, like 30,000 feet up, you're very high. It's like you could see it. I mean you look down and you just see it. But
you see it in New York.
Yeah, when you take off from New York, right. Yeah, but there if you're taking off from New York then you don't see it Leprakim. It's not something that's a daily sight. But you're right, if it's not a daily sight, and this is your, you know, you've never been past the Verazano, then in a Chanam. It's, you have to make a bracha. But that's the first bracha, that's Oysa Ma'asa Bereshis. It's not, that's not Sha'asa Sayama Gadol. It's only, you only make Sha'asa Sayama Gadol on the Mediterranean.
Same thing if you go to Florida, and you're on
the, right, yeah, right, exactly. On rain, if a person owns land, so the rain is helpful for him in an agricultural society. And on good news, when a person has a baby boy and things like that. On bad news, you say, if a person builds a new house, or he gets new objects, like a new car or whatever, even on a new suit, the Gemara will discuss what that means. Let's say something bad happens and there's good in it, or something good happens. For example, a person's father dies and he inherits something. So it's bad, but it's also good. Or something good happens, but it's also bad. Somebody who davens, that is a wasted tefillah. For example, his wife is pregnant, and he says, I hope my wife has a baby boy. Listen, it is what it is. So it's not changing. Arezut tefillah shav. That is a wasted tefillah. Yeah. So the Gemara is going to say, but I think it's ma'is nisim. You don't bring a raya for ma'is nisim. That's a Hashem could do anything, but we don't ask for miracles. And having babies, the Marashal learns that the babies crawled out in the middle of the night and switched wombs. So that's very rare. Hayaba bederech. If somebody is so, therefore we don't ask for miracles. We ask for, let's say, for example, somebody recently had a Down syndrome kid. So they were asking, what are they allowed to daven? So you daven that it could be accepted, you daven that you can handle the challenges, but you don't daven that Hashem, one day I should wake up and it's healthy. The baby's healthy. You daven that you should be able to accept the challenges healthily, and it should be a bracha and things like that, but you shouldn't, you daven that you should be able to handle it and appreciate it and enjoy it, I'm saying, but those handling the challenges rather than removing the challenges. Hayabah b'derech of somebody, because otherwise it's a tefillah shav, and I said over this Mishnah. Hayabah b'derech of somebody is going on the way. V'shama kol tzvacha b'yer, and he hears a commotion in the city, sirens and everything like that. V'amr he ruts in shalotehi b'toich beisi, and he says, I hope that it's not for my house. He starts davening, Hashem, don't let that be for my house. It is what it is. Harez tefillah shav, that's a tefillah shav. You could say, I hope whatever's happening, they should be healthy. Hashem should send a refuah shleimah to whoever needs it. But not that it shouldn't be for my house. Hanichnas lekach, Somebody goes into a city, mispalel shtayim, you should say two tefillas. The Gemara will say what the tefillas are. Echad b'chnisasev, echad b'tziyasev. Once when he goes in, once when he comes out. Benazay amar arba, shtayim b'chnisasev, shtayim b'tziyasev. And again, the Gemara will discuss what they are. Noisin haido al sha'avar, you thank Hashem for what passed, hatzoyek al ha'azir, and you cry for the future, you ask, you plead for the future. Chayv adam levarach al harak, Hashem shemavarach al ha'toyva, a person is chayv to thank, to bless Hashem on the ra, the same way he does al ha'toyva. As it states, you love Hashem with all your heart. B'chol levavcha is b'shnei yitzarecha, with both of your yitzaharas. B'yitzar tov u'b'yitzahara. You should serve Hashem with both your yitzar tov and yitzahara. The way I always say pshat on this is that the yitzahara is not necessarily a bad... There's two types of yitzaharas, as B'shol Slander explains. There's the yitzahara, who's the bad angel. And then there's the yitzahara, which is just human desires. The hunger. Hunger is a yitzar. Hunger is the yitzhar. Is it bad? No. You should use hunger for the good. Use it for Shabbos meals. Use it to eat during the week for L'shem Shemayim. So you should be stronger. You should be able to serve Hashem. Sleep. I'm very tired. That's a yitzhar. So I use it l'toiv. And use all the things that are good, that use all the human desires, is also known as yitzhar. Then you have this angel with the forked tail and the horns. He is the yitzhar. He will try to get you to mess up no matter what. So...
It's this concept that the wife should not say she wants to give birth to a male.
Yeah.
But we know that Leah...
Actually, he asked the question, but that was a miracle. That was a one-time miracle. The last time that happened was over 3,000 years ago. So it's not something that happens every day.
Did she do the right thing?
But we know. That's what
the question. Did she do the right thing by Frank? According to the Gemara, she did the wrong thing.
No, because she was on a different level.
Okay.
It's a question. We don't run into a burning fire. A house that's burning. I saw a fireman do it. You know, he has 4 years of training. So everybody's different. With all of your soul, even if they take your, even if Hashem takes your soul, v'chol ma'idecha means v'chol ma'moynecha, all with all of your money. Alternatively, and this is what we need, davracha v'chol ma'idecha means v'chol midu midu shehu ma'ideid l'cha, with every, no matter what type of measure he gives you, it's like a measure, whatever he doles out to you, hayu ma'ideid l'cha, you should thank him.
So how do you thank him if you're dead? He says, v'chol nafshecha,
yeah.
In other words, if you were dead,
right.
You should thank him. Well, yeah. How do you thank him?
Even if the threat, it's a good question, I think it's even if the threat of death, in other words, even under the threat of death, you should, like Rabbi Kiva, when they were raking his coat, raking his thing, he was still saying Shema, because it was afilu netelas nafshecha, he brings down, this is what Rabbi Kiva was saying.
In other words, if you know you're dying,
right.
You should say a bracha.
Well, you should say Shema, yeah. Then just, yeah, mm-hmm. That's why Rabbi Kiva was so happy, because he said, he had mamash had your question. And my whole life I was worried about this pasuk. When am I ever going to be mekayim it? But now he was finally able to be mekayim it. So he had the answer when he was being tortured. Lo yikal adam es roishay keneged shar ha-mizrach. A person should not, this is talking about in the Beis HaMikdash, a person should not act lightheadedly in keneged the shar ha-mizrach, connected the open eastern door, because shehu mechuvin connected base kodesh kadashim. Because technically, when standing there, if all the doors were open, you could see right into the kodesh kadashim. Lo yikonis laharbayis b'makle. A person should not walk into the harbayis with his stick, as if he's walking a long way. Uve mena'aloi, with his shoes. Uve pundase, with his belt. Uve avek she'al ragloi, and his dust on his feet. This is back in the day when they used to have sandals and things like that, so they had dust on their feet. Nowadays we have like sockland, so you probably have to clean that also. V'loy yasenu kapandria, and you should not make now it's talking about the harabayas, but this applies to a shul as well. You should not make the shul as a shortcut. So let's say, for example, you're standing at the back and you want to get to the door over there. You shouldn't walk through the basement just to get to the door. What?
It says in Megillah.
In Maseches Megillah. That's right. Urekika mikal v'chomer. And you shouldn't spit in the Beis Midrash either, certainly. Kavah Chomer, certainly shouldn't do it. Anytime you said Amen, you finished the bracha in the base of Mikdash, like you would say, instead of saying Baruch Atah Hashem Amelam Eter Lama Yisrael, you would say Kol Chosmei, you say how you Amen Ad Ha'olam. You would add in the words Ad Ha'olam. Baruch Atah Hashem Ad Ha'olam Amelam Eter Lama Yisrael. Mishikil Kol HaTzedukim. The Tzedukim used to say there's only one Olam till the in this world. Amar Amar Ein Olam Ela Echad. Itkin Shei Amen Min Ha'olam VaAd Ha'olam. Okay, and also they were masakin that a person should say to greet his friend with Hashem's name. That's why the source of the greeting of Shalom Aleichem, even though the one of the names of Hashem is Shalom, not one of the unerasable names, but it is one of the names of Hashem, one of the ways we refer to him. And it started to be that Shalom Aleichem, we started to say to greet our friend. Why? His skin of the made a takana like this. She adam shel shalom chaver b'shem shenemar v'hinei boyz bomi beis lechem. It says boyz came from beis lechem. V'yemar lekoitzrim, and he said to those who were chopping wheat, Hashem imachem. V'yemar lo yivarechecha Hashem. V'yemar Hashem imachal gibor chayel. A bunch of psukim that prove this. V'yemar al tivas ki zikna imecha. V'yemar eis lasis Hashem mefer tosech. And the Gemara is going to discuss why you need all the psukim. Translates that last pasuk by saying, "Hey, feiru teresecha," they desecrated the Torah mishum eis la'asas l'Hashem because there was a great need for it. So, what was the great need? Apparently, there were a lot of people dying, and Boaz decided that it was because people were not treating each other carefully. So, he instituted to greet each other with Hashem's name. Why? Because it just reminds you that there's a tzelem Elokim on everybody. People were started to treat other people derisively, and to say, so you go ahead and you say Shalom Aleichem, and you're saying Hashem's name, or Hashem Imachem, and you're able to use Hashem's name for that. And they used actually Hashem's name, like Ado. So so that means, wow, I'm giving the thing that I respect the most, I'm putting his name on you. That's because you have a tzelem Elokim. So people started to treat each other nicer.
What is it in terms of the shortcut? I was actually thinking of like Yeshua.
Yeah.
I believe the shul, to go through the door by the parking lot, you have to go through the shul itself.
And then you go into a different shul?
No, I'm saying if like you're in the coat room,
right?
Pass through the shul to get to the parking lot. Is that considered making a kapandaria, or is it part of the overall building? Is that not considered?
I would say that it probably is a kapandaria because technically you have another way out. It's not like, right?
Yeah, but it's longer.
Yeah, but it's like, yeah, but that's what a shortcut is.
The question, like, yeah. You have to circle.
Yes, I would say yes, but there is an eitzah. The eitzah is that to use the shul. So I'm not saying to have a 3-hour seder, but you could say Ashrei Yosef Beisecha Ojalu Chasala or something like that, and then you're using the shul.
Yeah, because the way that it's set up, because either you're going through the Beis Midrash, which is also used as a shul, or you're going through the main shul,
yeah.
So the only way to get through that
door... Or you go walking all the way around, right. But yeah.
But the
yeah,
only
so
way to
get
that door into the parking lot is to go through one of the shuls.
Right, assuming you... Yeah, and so you should say Ashrei as you pass through. It's probably best to even stop and say Ashrei Yosef Beisecha Ojalu Chasala. As soon as you go in the Ashrei Yosef Beisecha Ojalu Chasala, and then just go through.
Why do we say Kiddush Lebana Shalom Aleichem three times then? What's the purpose of three times?
Oh, that's a question, but not for now, because we're over a block behind already. We're not talking about Kiddush Levana, though. Okay, we'll get to it, maybe. Actually, probably not for a while. I think it comes up in Sanhedrin. We have like 5 years. How do we know that you're supposed to make a bracha on the place that people saw Nisim? Amar b'yechen and Amar krav v'yomer Yisrei. Baruch Hashem asher hitzel. From Yisrei. So the Gemara is, fine, that's the answer. The Gemara is medayik. You have to make a place that, you have to make a bracha on the place that people had, that Nisim happened. Anisa derabim mevarachinan. If you were to see Har Sinai, for example, but you have to make a bracha for Nisim. Anisa deyachid loymor. On your own, on Nisim of a yachid, you don't make a bracha.
Gavra, there was a certain person.
Why?
Because the question is, when you see a place where there was a nace, that's when you make a bracha. Yisra didn't do it when he saw the place. He did it when he came and met Klal Yisrael.
Okay.
It doesn't answer the question.
You say maybe because he saw only Klal Yisrael?
No. He made a bracha at Stamazoy. It had nothing to do with seeing the place.
Then shouldn't it be done by the Yom Suf and not by Har Sinai?
Well, yeah, I actually put in, I said Har Sinai, I shouldn't have said Har Sinai. The Yom Suf is better, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But Israel didn't go to the Yom Suf, he went to Har Sinai.
Right. So then he saw Klal Yisrael. I hear the har. I hear the har. Okay. They say anything, Rabbi?
Yeah, a whole
bunch
of Rishonim asked the question.
Oh, yeah. Okay, but then the question is still, how do you know? All right. Okay, who asked it?
This is the Ravid Meiri Pesachwetis Drum.
Okay, very good. Good, good.
What if it's a Sefer?
It says right here the answer.
Yeah, so I probably you don't make the bracha.
There's a lot of things that people say. Like, for example, Kever Rachel most likely isn't really where Rachel was buried.
Oh, really? I don't know that. Uh-huh.
Well, because it's pretty clear that Rachel was buried north of Jerusalem and Kever Rachel is south of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm. So you have all these Arabs laughing their head off. Here, maybe.
Would you make, because you're using the same thing, you're making a bracha, but...
Oh, no, yeah, so probably not. Probably not.
Say
right. Well, I don't know if we say bracha. I know it's by Kever Rachel.
He doesn't really answer the question, but he talks about the question here in the bottom. A lot of Rishonim talk about it.
Okay, it's a good question. All right, let's go on. Anisa de Rabbim Mevarachinan, Anisa de Yachid. Le Mevarachinan, the Gemara says, you're only making a bracha on a nace that happened to a rabbim and not a nace that happened to a yachid. There was a certain person, he was going in this place called Ever Yamina, Nafal Aleh Aryeh, and a lion attacked him, and his Avid Lanisa, a miracle happened to him, and he was saved from it. And also the Kameh de Rav, he told Rav the story, every time Dematis, that you reach Hasam over there, Baruch, you should make a bracha. Baruch Sha'asa Linais, B'makamaseh. May Hashem thank you for making a miracle for me in this place. Another story, Mar Braid Ravina, having caused the Pixa de Arvo, the Aravos. He was walking in this place called Pixa de Arvos. Vitzachal Amayan, he was desperate for water. He was so thirsty for water. Is Avidly Nisa, a miracle happened. And Ibrile Eina de Maya, and a spring appeared. It was created for him. Vishti, and he drank. Vesu, and another time, Zimnachada, one time, having caused Baristika de Mechuza. He was going in the marketplace of Mechuza. Vinafalele Gamla Peritza, and a camel started to go crazy. Visparkale Ashita, and suddenly a door opened in a wall, and Olagave, and he went into it. Famously, there's a place that people go when they visit France, in where Farashi, I don't know if anybody ever been there, but there is a place in the wall where apparently Rashi's mother was pregnant with Rashi, and she was a knight in a soldier was charging down an alley, and she was gonna, apparently back in the day it wasn't a big deal if you just trample over a poor woman. And he had absolutely no caring for her. He was just going to ride over her and kill her. And she moved into the wall, and the wall moved in the face, in the shape of a pregnant lady. And supposedly it's still there, and people visit it. So, it has supposedly an indent in the wall, which miraculously, for her stomach. I'll call upon him. This is what happened to my Bravina also. He was in the thing, this camel started to attack him, and he was able to go into the wall. So Kimata la Arvus, when he used to visit Arvus, Baruch, he used to make the bracha, Baruch Sha'asa li Nes ba'Arvus, Ubegamal, he used to mention both tefillas, Baruch Hashem that made, give me a Nes in this place and with the camel, and Kimata la Ristika de Mechuza, he used to make the following bracha, Baruch Sha'asa li Nes ba'Gamal uba'Arvus. So the Gemara says, yes, of course you should make a bracha even on personal Nisim, but that's only you. You personally should make a nes on personal Nisim, and I think kids also.
These brachas would have Hashem's name in it?
Yeah, nowadays also. If a person's ever in a serious car accident, we tell him to make a bracha every time he goes to that place. As long as he sees it once every 30 days. If he has a car accident on McCormick and he sees it every day, then not. But let's say it's in the Catskill Mountains or something, or it's something where he goes once a year, and then we say, make a bracha every time. And not only him, but his kids also. The kids also make a bracha. But not wives, I don't think. What? No. Especially, no. And getting lost is scary, but it's not... depending on the situation, obviously. There is somebody who I have a friend in Kailo who was lost at sea. He was on a boat with his friends, and they came back. He had fallen off the boat. They didn't realize. They came back to shore, and he wasn't there. So they spent the whole night looking for him, and the Coast Guard and everything. And in the morning they found him. He had a life jacket on. And in the morning they found him. He was bobbing up and down the entire night. So he says a bracha every time he goes back to that lake. He makes a suicide every year also. But that's a nice story that ended happily. We know many stories that don't end happily. But yeah, if you're lost in a serious situation, then yeah, you should make a bracha. But if you're just lost at a carnival for half an hour, then I would say no. Amri says the Gemara, Anisa de Rabim Kuli Alma Michaev Lebrucha. Yes, on Anisa of a Rabim, everybody says, everybody agrees that you're Michaev to make a bracha. Everybody in Klal Yisrael. Anisa de Yachid, Ihu Chayev Lebrucha, he is Chayev. And I think we say, like I said, for kids as well, like the kids as well are Chayev to make a bracha. But I think it's only one generation kids, if I remember correctly. Tanu Rabbanan, Haroya Ma'avros Hayam, or Ma'avros Hayardin. Ma'avras Nachalei Arnon. If somebody sees the following, the place where they cross the sea, where Klal Yisrael crossed the sea, and the place where they crossed the Yarden within Yeshua's times, and the place that the Nachalei Arnon, the Gemara is going to go through all these places. Avne El Gobish and V'moirid Beis Choyren and Evan Shebikish Lizrik Oy Gemelech Habash and Al Yisrael. All these things we're going to translate. The Evan Sheyishav Alav Moshe B'Sha'asha Asa Yehoshua Melchama Ba'amalek. Also perfect for Adar. The Ishtay Shel Loit and the wife of Loit. All these things. The Chaimas Yericho Shenivla Abemakayma. The walls of Yericho that got swallowed up. Al Kulan Sarach Sheyitein Haydaa V'Shevach Lefnei Hamakom. And all these you're required to say a bracha of thanks and praise to Hashem. The Gemara says, let's go through these cases.
Definitely.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know if they know exactly where they cross the Yarden nowadays.
Yeah.
Or where they cross.
Even where they cross the Yamsa.
Yeah. I don't think they have a specific place.
There's an afoikis as to which is what.
Yeah. So I would imagine that these brachas you don't say nowadays. I would imagine. Even if you have a tour guide, it depends. Every tour guide has his own place, depending on where he has rights to. So, I would imagine you don't say it. And this is where Shimshon crossed the Yarden. You know, they tell you all these amazing facts that you never heard of. Okay. I'm saying facts that they're the only ones that know. Okay. Says the Gemara, V'yavah b'nei Yisrael b'techayam v'yabasha. So the Gemara says, Bishlam, the Gemara says, what are some of these miracles? Ma'avros hayam, we know. V'yavah b'nei Yisrael b'techayam v'yabasha. Okay, so it says that the Klal Yisrael went into the sea. So we know that they crossed there. And Ma'aras Yadim, where he crossed the Jordan, that was in Yeshua's times, that's also before Shepsukim, everybody knows the Siva Yamdu HaKohanim Noisei Haran. The Kohanim went into the Yarden, and they stood there in the middle as the entire nation passed. The entire Klal Yisrael passed on the dry land. Adasher Tamu Kol HaGoy, until the entire nation passed. La'avaras Yadim. Elo Ma'aras Nachle Arnon, what is that? The passes of the place of Arnon. What is that? Says the Gemara, the Siv, Alkein Yomer B'Sefer Melchamas Hashem Esvoyev B'Sufa. This is a very interesting pasuk in middle of, I think it's Parshas Balak, in middle of nowhere. It says, and this is what could be written in Melchamas Hashem Esvoyev B'Sufa. What does Esvoyev B'Sufa mean? Tana, Esvoyev B'Sufa is two people, their names were Es and Vohev. There were two people, and they were mitzayraim. They had saras, so they were kicked out of the camp. So they were walking behind the huge clouds of that surrounded the camp of Klal Yisrael. And so they were walking behind, trying to keep up. And suddenly they see blood on the floor. Now the Klal Yisrael didn't see it because they were covered by the clouds. So shnei mitzayraim hayu dahavi mahalchem b'soif machan Yisrael. They were walking after the camp. Kavi kachalfi Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael was passing, some Amoraim, not an Amora, but an Armeniate, Amoraim Avdilei Nikirusa, they wanted to go ahead and Vitoshu behind. They made holes in the side of the mountain, and they were going to Vitoshu behind. They were hiding in these holes. Why? Because Klal Yisrael, they thought, was going to pass under on the side or under the mountain, and they were going to toss stones down, and they were going to try to kill as many people of Klal Yisrael as they could. So there was a whole bunch of these people, Amoraim, that were hiding in the side of the mountain, ready to kill Klal Yisrael. This, by the way, I'm assuming happened after the Melchama of Amalek, because it says that Amalek is the one who first fought, and then other people had the guts to fight. So I guess this is all due to Amalek. And they say, Amri, they said, Kichalfi Yisrael Hacha, when Klal Yisrael passes over here, Naktalinun will kill some of them. They did not know that the clouds of glory that passed in front smoothed out all mountains. So the Oren having Maski Kamar, the Oren was passing in front of Klal Yisrael, the Yisrael, having Maimich Luhu Ture, and it was lower the mountains, Mikamayhu, from in front of them. Saving came into Asa Oren, whence the mountains passed. Well, once the Oren came along, the two mountains that they were hiding in squished together, and Klal Yisrael passed on a smooth path. So the mountains sort of like moved over. And all of the holes that they made were crushed by the stones of a mountain on the side. The mountain got shoved over to the side, and then the clouds fell past, and then the mountain bounced back to its place. And all the blood of the people who were in those places were pouring down the mountain. So there's obviously more than one person. The two mountains clapped together. The Katlinon, and they killed all the people who were hiding there. The Nochas Demayu Lenachle Arnon, and the blood rolled down to this Nachle Arnon, to this place. And Kiyasa Es and Vahev, when Es and Vahev were passing, so all the people didn't see it because they were in the clouds, probably learning. However, when they passed running to keep up, they saw tons of blood. They saw the blood coming out from amongst the mountains. Also, they realized what happened, so they quickly knocked on the doors and they told Klal Yisrael what happened. And Klal Yisrael, realizing what happened, said Shira. And this is what we say, that we have no clue how many times Klal Yisrael has a sword over their heads and Hashem saves us from the plans of the game. If it wasn't for Es and Vahiv, you know, talking Lashon Hara or whatever, then we never would have known this. The mountain leaned over, and it was v'nisha l'gvul mayav, and the mountain went over into the neighboring mayav. What are we saying thanks for? Because the mountain moved over and killed all the enemies, and then moved back. This is not even like we don't even celebrate this, but akoponim, if you see that place, you should go ahead and say a bracha. What is avne el gabish? Definitely sounds Arab, but it says my avne el gabish tana avanim she'omdu al gabish. It is stones that were stopped by a man. Who's that man? Moshe Rabbeinu. The yardu al gabish, and then continued to fall through another ish. Amdu al gabish. Which ish is that? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. As it says, Moshe was called an ish. The siva ish Moshe on of Moed. And it says the siva yechdulu hakolos. As it says during the Makkah of Barad. That he was able to stop the when Moshe said stop, the barad stopped in midair. All the barad came down was stopped in midair. And it did not even hit the ground. This is another, it was Hashem showing absolute authority on every tiny little speck of this world. The raindrops, the stones, all the things that were falling stopped in midair. And it came down by Yeshua. Exactly. Very good. Al Gabish, and it came down on who is this Ish? Ze Yeshua, who it also says about him that he's an Ish. Kachlcha ze Yeshua ben an Ish asher ruach bay. V'chsev ayhi benoisem mipnei bnei Yisrael heim b'moyrid b'ischeren v'Hashem hishtachalim avanim gedolos. And it says that Yeshua was able to make some of them come down during a subsequent war. So if you happen to see that place where there's these stones on the ground, you should say a bracha. I guess they moved with the wind. I don't know. In statements, right? Evan Shabikish Egmelech Abashan Lizrek Al Yisrael. There was a stone that Egmelech Abashan wanted to throw in Klal Yisrael. Gemara Gemirla. We don't have a pasuk for this. It was a tradition. Omar, he said, Machane Yisrael Kamahavi. How large is the Machane Yisrael? It's about plus a parsi, three parsim. So he says, I have a great idea. Once and for all, let me get rid of the Jews. This is not a new concept. He's been saying it since Machane Yisrael's time. This is... These people like Iran are thinking like, you know what, I have a great idea. They don't realize that it's been said so many times in history before, it's amazing. Like, let's get rid of the Jews. So he actually had it very easy because he didn't have to hunt them down. They were all in one place, in one desert. And Oig, being a giant, decided that with one swipe, he can go ahead and take the whole thing. He took his huge mountain, three parses by three parses. The other parses, he uprooted a mountain that was three parses long. He's talking, and I will throw it on them. And I will kill them all. Ozel, he went, Akar Tura, he uprooted a mountain, Bartolosa Parsi, Vaisi Al Rashi, he put it over his head and he's about to slam it on Klal Yisrael. And again, Vaisi Kutcha Bricho comes along Hashem, and Alea Kumtzi, he put a bunch of ants in there, Vinokvua, and they made a hole and it fell onto his head. Vinokas Bitsavari, and it fell onto his neck. So it's sort of like, it was a big hole in the middle and the mountain fell on his neck. Haviboyla Mishlefei, and he wanted to take it off. Mashchu Shinei Lahagisu Lahagisa, his teeth elongated and sort of like jammed into the side of the mountain and he wasn't able to pull it up. So if you can imagine this tremendous giant with a huge stone on his head trying to pull it off his head like a bag. V'leimatzi l'mishlefei, v'hanedir siv shinei rishoim shibarta. The teeth of the rishoim you will break. Because Rav Shimon Melakish, don't say break. Rav Shimon Melakish, ma'edir siv shinei shirom shibarta, al tikir shibarta, el shiravavta. You elongated. And the Gemara finishes off with the end of Oig. Moshe Kamahavi, how tall was Moshe? Eser Amos. He was 10 Amos tall. Shokel Narga bar Eser Amos. He took a spear that was 10 Amos tall. And Shavar Eser Amos, he jumped 10 Amos. Umechai Bekarsuli was able to hit his ankle, the Katle. So 30 Amos off the ground was his ankle. I think proportionally, let's say you do, let's say it's 3 inches, let's say it's 4 inches to make it fair. 4 inches, that's three times. Let's say average person is 6 feet. So you have to times 4 inches by
15.
Well, it's 18, right? We're going to do 3 and then times it by 6, so it's 18. So if you have 30 amas times 18 and you get to the approximate height of 30 amas times 18 equals thing, and we'll times that by 1.5 for the ama just to be lenient, 810 feet high, which is... it's not like a crate. I'm saying it is quite high, but it's like the size of a small skyscraper. No, Willis Tower, I think, is much higher, right? I think so. Yeah, so if he would not have... he would have been able to clean the top windows if he lifted his hands of the Willis Tower. But, it's not like you imagine these... I mean, you would not be able to see him if you were not in the same city as him. But yes, if he got up, then you would see him. He's like the Willis Tower, basically. Just imagine that. So, and Moshe was able to kill him. Now, I'm not sure how he died by getting hit in the ankle by a spear. But I guess maybe he fell over and then he hit his head. He did have a mountain on his head, so. Okay. V'ishtei shel Lot. If a person sees the wife of Lot. That's another one. Sorry, did I skip?
No.
Yeah, I did skip one time. The Evan Sheyoshev Elav Moshe, the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on, Tachsiv, Yidei Moshe Kvedim, and the hands of Moshe were heavy, Vayikhu Evan, and they put a stone, Vayasimu Tachtav, and they placed it underneath him, Vayeshev Elav, and he sat on it. The Ishtel Shalait was the wife of Lot, Shenemar, Vatabet Ishtei Me'achirov, Vatihinitzav Melach, and the wife of Lot looked back, and she became a pillar of salt. I don't think that there is a pillar that looks exactly like a woman pointing. I think it's just a pillar of salt, in which case, I don't know how the Gemara assumes that we know which pillar it is. The Chaimas, and nowadays, of course, they know. But like I said, every tour guide has their own pillar. The Chaimas, Yericha, Shenivla'a, and the walls of Yericha that were swallowed up, the Chsiv, Atipal, HaChaimah, Tachteha, as it says, and the wall fell from underneath it. Bishlam, the Gemara says, Kuhu Nisa, Elo Ishtel Shalait. Ishtel Shalait, isn't that a punishment? Paranusahu. The Omar, so the Gemara says, the Omar Baruch Dain Emes. You're right, this is the Gemara, you're saying Baruch Dain Emes on her. The Gemara says, I'm not sure why, like, we don't really care about her, but the Gemara says, but this is a list of thankful brachas. The Gemara says, Tani al Lot val Ishtai Mevarach and Shtaim. On Lot and on his wife, you say two brachas. Al Ishtai Omar Baruch Dain Emes, Val Lot Omar Baruch Zecher Eset Tzadikim, he who remembers Tzadikim. So if you see Lot's Kever, I guess.
What's so special about his wife that we gotta say Baruch Dain Emes?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't know why, who care, like. It's not like she's one of the mohos. I don't know. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Afilu
B'shach. We don't say Baruch Dayan Emes by. And
it's not even. I know, and it's not only that, but it's not even like Rus came through her. Rus came through the daughter, not even through her. Oh yeah, technically it's a grandmother, but I don't know. It's Tzarachim. Amar Rabbi Yechanan Afilu B'shachas Kaisa Shalakadosh Baruch Hu Zoicher Tzadikim. Even at a time of the anger of Hashem, he remembers Tzadikim. Shenemar Vayihi B'shachis Elokim as Ori HaKikar. Vayizkar Elokim as Avraham, as Hashem was destroying the cities of the Kikar, and Hashem remembered Avraham. Vayishlach as Lot Mitecha Hafecha, and it sent Lot out. So therefore, when seeing Lot, I assume that means seeing his kever, we make this bracha. And I don't know if the tour guides have Lot's kever. But if Rachel Imenu's kever, it might not be Rachel Imenu, then I'm sure Lot's kever is not. But, okay. Maybe it's the cave that Lot hid out in.
Or the descendant of Lot.
Well, that we don't know either, but... Yeah, I don't know. Okay, I mean, descendants of Lot technically are colleagues, so... V'chaymas yirichai she'nivla'a particle, so... V'chaymas yirichai she'nivla'a... And the walls of Yericha that got swallowed up. The Gemara says, "V'chaim Yericha nivla'a." They got swallowed up. V'hanafla. Didn't it say they fell down? Shenemar v'hikishmoya ha'am es kol ha'shofar as the nation heard the call of the shofar v'yariu ha'am teruah and they blew a teruah k'dayla v'tifal ha'chaim atachteha and the wall fell. The Gemara says, "Yes, it did fall." But kevan depusya v'roima ki hadadin and he was since the height the length and the width were the same size. It was a square wall, so it couldn't fall. Mishum hachi, when it said it fell, it meant that it got swallowed up. It got swallowed up. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Barav, arba'ot tzrichin lahaydus. There are four people that are required to make a birkas, a hayda. Yordei Hayam, the Gemara is going to go through a source in the Pesukim for all these things. Yordei Hayam, Holchei midbar. Yodehiyah means those who go to the sea. So nowadays we still have this minhag, even though you go on a plane, and as we know, it's safer to go on a plane than in a car. So, but if you go on a plane and you cross the ocean, it is you make a bracha. So you're the Hayam, those who cross the sea. But it used to be because going down to the sea was actually a very dangerous job. Hochem et Baris, those who cross the deserts. Misha haya chayla v'nis rape. So even if you fly, sometimes you know you fly to an off island on a person flies to Bermuda. It's a good half an hour at least on the plane over Atlantic Ocean. Very possible you should say a bracha. Berchas Agaymal, for those that have the minik to go ahead and say a Berchas Agaymal over the Atlantic. Okay, Holchem et Baris, Misha haya chayla v'nis rape, somebody who is sick and gets healed. Misha haya chavish b'beis asurim, and somebody who was imprisoned and v'yotza and let out. Even though nowadays perhaps the prisons aren't as life-threatening as they were, but nevertheless, the minhag still is, I believe. I don't think if you're held overnight because for questioning, you probably don't have to make a bracha. But I don't know. Okay, we'll stop over here. Have a great one.